This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. The digital age, mobile devices, social media, the ability to connect with almost anyone almost instantly, it's not only changed our personal lives, it's dramatically changed the way businesses operate and how they interact with their customers. On March 18th, the Be Mobile Work Social Amp It Up Tour takes place in downtown Cincinnati. The conference is designed so leaders in business can share ideas and learn new strategies to harness the power of mobile technology and social media. And here to discuss some of those strategies and why companies need to quickly adapt to the changing communications landscape are Scott Abbott, president of Covenia, and I hope I said that correctly, Scott, Dave Hatter, solution architect and partner with Definity Partners, and Jim Clausen, social business manager at IBM. So Jim, Scott, and Dave, thanks for joining us this afternoon. And you can join the conversation, 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Dave, we're talking about the personal aspects of social media, how we use them personally during that last segment. What are businesses facing when it comes to mobile devices and social media? Because if I were a business owner these days, I think my head would be spinning, you know, trying to figure all this out.
Yeah, it's a good question, Mark. There are a lot of things that businesses are facing. You know, I'm a firm believer in social media, an avid user of it, big fan. It works great for our business. And I'm sure you'll hear similar things from Scott and Jim here momentarily. But as powerful as it can be as a platform for people to communicate, collaborate, coordinate, share information, find partners, find vendors, find customers, find employees, it has a lot of downside to it as well, right? Because people are putting out information without understanding that it's really not private, as one of your other guests just recently said. They don't understand the reach of that information. They're doing stuff that without necessarily even understanding the implications could be damaging to their business. So yeah, as a business owner, as powerful as this can be, and I encourage everyone to figure out how social business, because I do believe it is the way of the future, is going to impact their businesses in a positive way. It has some downsides too, and they need to understand that going into it.
And I do need to point out, I'm sorry we can't take phone calls during this segment, but we will be able to take your questions and comments if you email talk at wvxu.org, or if you find us on Facebook or Twitter, you can post your questions or comments on there as well. Scott, first it was advertising and direct mail, then came internet and email, and now you have social media. Are companies doing a good job of keeping up with all these changes and keeping up with the infrastructure they need?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me on the show. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Mm-hmm. Just making sure I had to move a little bit from my previous location.
And it is Covenia, Scott? I didn't get a chance to ask you prior to the show.
Covenia, that's correct.
Okay.
You got it right. So thanks. Yeah, you know, there's really, and as you mentioned earlier, you know, our focus for the event in Cincinnati and what we specialize in is taking the good and, as Dave said, some of the challenges that we as consumers, as individuals, experience with social media, right, in our personal and home lives, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, Vine, and all that good stuff. But what we do, and Jim with IBM is one of my partners in this, we focus on what we call social business, which is basically taking the essence, if you will, the upsides of social media and applying that in a corporate environment to actually get work done. Some of the old-fashioned stuff, everything from shipping, logistics, employee workforce management communication. So we kind of call this in our sector the consumerization of IT, because typically corporate IT kind of went into the consumer market, but this time, because of social media, the consumer market's coming into IT. So the same things that we experience, again, good, and some of the challenges for social media also apply to companies, and that's a big part of what we'll be talking about on the 18th in Cincinnati. We're going to be sharing and have invited business leaders that are focused on marketing, operations, HR, and technology in mid and large size organizations, as well as universities and healthcare and government, to really get a chance to do exactly what we're doing on the show, understand what's going on, where it's going, the dynamics, and really as it applies to companies and organizations, in addition to what you're experiencing with social media in your own personal lives.
So Scott, for the most part, how do you think companies are doing it at keeping up with all these changes?
Yeah, so not well, but you know, a lot of that has to do with the fact it's early. I mean, the internet's been around for 20, 25 years, and Dave and I were at the heart of that right after Al Gore invented it. We brought it into the corporate landscape. And I'd say that it's still very, very young. So if you look at the stats, you know, we're talking 15, 20% of companies are using social media effectively, like Dave said, to acquire new customers, to put their brochureware out, to help with branding, to help with recruiting. And I would say that as far as social business goes, that's probably even less. And that's my friends at IBM have great software, great technology, great solutions for social business. But it's very early. You know, the early adopters are sort of getting their feet wet, getting into it. But we have a whole bunch of shifts going on, right, with the new workforce, the millennials coming in, the socioeconomics going on. So I think over the next 5 to 10 years, you'll definitely see a transition, a major transition. We call it a transformation. But right now it's early. So a lot of people are sort of just trying to get their head around it, get their feet wet, so to speak. And, again, that's what we're doing in Cincinnati is to help get everybody comfortable with it and get moving forward.
And Scott, you're talking there's a distinction between social media and social businesses. What's the importance of that?
Well, I think one is really, you know, at the end of the day, we've all heard these expressions, B2B, B2C, the new kind of paradigm, if you will, is human to human. And the way I would just make it very simple is that they both involve human to human, engaging communication, collaboration. I call it the cofactor. It's actually a book I just wrote. And it's really all around how do we use mobile and social technology to elevate engagement. And on the social media side, that's really a lot around individual to individual, maybe some of the retail commercial things that companies do. But on the social business side, it's all run kind of in a private social enterprise network. So imagine having your own private version of Facebook meets LinkedIn meets, you know, Wikipedias and all this other kind of cool stuff that we experience in the consumer world. Businesses are actually able to do the same thing, but in a more secure, private, inside their organization within their trading partners. So there's a difference, but they both basically use the same underpinnings from a technology standpoint.
If I could jump in and just say, and I think to add to what Scott said, I think it's the difference between, I think a lot of people still have this concept that social media is really all about, it's a giant time sink, it's a waste of time, there's no value in it. Whereas the social business aspect is using the same kind of tools and concepts that Scott mentioned, but to get work done, to make things happen. And also over time, it builds up a giant repository of knowledge, you know, where you can go back and find stuff. And it's just, it's useful in a lot of ways that I don't think a lot of people get yet, because as Scott pointed out, it's still relatively new and a lot of people aren't very familiar or comfortable even with the technologies that are out there now.
Hey, Jim, IBM pointed out some very fascinating figures when it comes to technology and the future of work. Can you share some of the figures and the insights behind them?
Well, we do so many studies. Are you talking about...
Cloud usage, adaptation of the idea of being a social business, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, there's certainly shifts, you know, toward cloud. It's accelerating significantly, right, from on-premise, right, and kind of traditional IT structures to almost exclusively cloud today across at least what we're seeing, you know, across our businesses. And, you know, as Scott was talking about in social business, increasing engagement and, you know, with the new emerging workforce in 2020, right, being comprising the majority of the workforce, made up of millennials who are digital natives, right? So very comfortable working in collaborating and co-creating in digital spaces. And, you know, of course, we're making significant, you know, investments progressing around mobile because we're seeing right around the world so many businesses and consumers and customers and partners and vendor systems, you know, shifting into a mobile workspace in a mobile way of working wherever they are, right? We tend to think about this as a new way to work. And leveraging those mobile technologies and, you know, that connectivity and the GPS data, the location data, and so forth. So you're really bringing this human-human H2H interaction, as Scott talked about, together where people are at the point of business. So it's at the point of interaction with a customer or a partner or at the point of operation, for example, in manufacturing or a supply chain. So, you know, there are a lot of really interesting things, and you've probably seen some of the really interesting announcements recently with Apple and IBM and Twitter and IBM. So I think it really just highlights this shift of many of these consumer engagements that we've talked about and experiences into, we'll say, kind of an enterprise and business space, where you have that kind of user experience, interactivity, and engagement running analytics on the cloud and in a safe and secure business environment. So a lot of interesting shifts happening right now.
Yeah, and it sounds like it's had a, Jim, it sounds like it's had a profound effect on collaboration as well.
Well, that's it. You know, Dave mentioned this earlier about the importance of, you know, knowledge and really in, you know, what we see, you know, in organizations, you know, large and small, 90% of the knowledge within the organization isn't actually captured anywhere, right? So most valuable, you know, thing every organization has is its social capital, and that's the collective knowledge within the organization. And so one of the real strengths and benefits of these social business technologies and platforms, you know, that we've been talking about here, is it allows people wherever they are in different, you know, locations, perhaps in different cities, even countries, on their computers or mobile devices to come together and collaborate and innovate together and in a kind of a new way. But it's a very democratizing force we're seeing where, you know, we always say great ideas can come from unexpected places. And it's about everyone having the opportunity to contribute their ideas. And the community can feed off those ideas and, you know, discuss and debate and iterate on what you see as some of the best ideas, regardless of wherever they came from, rising to the top because of this networked social collaboration. So some really interesting dynamics happening, you know, both within companies and with their, you know, their customers, co-creating things with their customers or their partners and companies across their value chain.
Dave, I don't think that the tough part is convincing businesses they need to do this. In my mind, I think the tough part is figuring out how to do it best. In other words, the devil's in the details. Is that a pretty good assessment, you think?
Yeah, but I still think a lot of people really don't get this at all. I mean, I run into people all the time who don't allow any social media from their business. And, you know, with tools like LinkedIn, you have 330 million plus professionals who are putting in all kinds of valuable information about themselves. So a lot of people, you'll hear them say things like, well, it's my employees are just going to look for a job. Well, that may be true. And with that kind of mentality, I could understand why they might be looking for a job if you're the owner. But I guess really what it boils down to is, you know, you've got millions of professionals putting in information about where they worked, where they went to school, what they're doing. It's as much about finding partners and customers and collaborating and communicating and connecting and engaging as it is. It's a gigantic resource of valuable business information to anyone that just simply knows how to use it to research. And that's true of Facebook and Twitter and all these things. And that's one of the cool things I think that IBM is doing with Twitter right now is figuring out how to get that information in a more manageable, usable form. So to kind of come back and try to answer your question more specifically, I think there's still a lot of people, particularly in small and medium-sized companies, where they don't really understand the art of the possible. You know, they don't have computer dorks like me running around or Scott or Jim saying, hey, look at this or look at that, or they feel like they're too small to reach out to someone like IBM and get that kind of help. So they don't even know what's really going on out there. They see stuff on the news. They don't really understand how these things apply to them, or they don't think they apply to them. So I think a lot of people are starting to get it, and it's a convergence of all these different technologies. It's the cloud. It's mobile devices. Bring your own device. You know, more people spend more time on these devices, and we see this all the time with our clients where if you look at the analytics of their website, the mobile traffic now usually either equals or exceeds traffic coming from regular PCs. These devices are everywhere. People are using them for everything. A lot of people, first thing they do when they wake up in the morning is look at their stupid phone. You know, admittedly, I'm one of those people. But, you know, I think there's still a wide gap in people understanding how this isn't really just about playtime and wasting time. And there is enormous power to communicate and collaborate and coordinate through these tools. So I think there's a long way to go before a lot of businesses really can seize on this. And I will say there's a great book out there, not about this specifically, but it's called Digital Disruption. And it's a guy from Forrester Research, big company that researches this kind of stuff. And I mean, businesses are going to be left in the dust if they don't figure out how to use these tools. And I think it's great that a company like IBM has partnered up with folks like Apple and Twitter to bring this out to the masses and to try to help people figure out that there is real value in this, real business value, and that they need to figure out how to make that work for their business, because there's no magic bullet. And there are issues with it as well, and they need to understand that going into it.
Well, Scott, speaking of business value, what kind of marketplace are we talking about in terms of gross sales from products and services delivered through mobile devices and through social media?
It's the future, Mark. I mean, we can give you analytics all day long, but I think that might bore most of the listeners, right? As Dave said, he might be the real techiest on the phone, but
the real dork.
You know, we like analytics, we like data, but if you follow the trends, and genuinely, as Dave said, if you do your homework, and it doesn't take a lot of legwork. In fact, if you go to bemobileworksocial.com, bemobileworksocial.com, that's the website for the event, the tour we're doing across the world, Amp It Up. That site alone has 4 or 5 videos, and it has a couple of downloads and some hyperlinks. And I can tell you, over an hour, a cup of coffee, a beer, whatever time of day you choose to look at it, if you don't leave after an hour going, whoa, I got to get my head around this, especially if you're a business leader. If you're the president, a CEO, vice president, director of any line of business within, frankly, the corner shop on the street or, you know, universities, government, business, and you're not compelled, you're not genuinely curious, worried, you know, energetic, confused, some type of action, then frankly, I like what Dave said earlier about anybody who would say you can't be on LinkedIn. You're probably not going to be around, you know, for, you know, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, but in time, you watch. This is where it's going. This is where the puck's going. You can't put the genie back in the bottle. It by 2020, 72% of the workforce will be made up of millennials, digital natives who grew up literally born with mobile devices and using social-centric technologies to live.
Yeah,
they're going to come in and say, let's go back to mainframe computer systems. Let's go back to boring old computers that used to run our world. They're not going that way. So I think we're talking an entire shift of GDP. We're talking an entire shift of revenues. Some of the numbers are $100 billion, quote unquote, will be. But that's not also really fair. That's sort of saying, well, I did this through the Internet. Everything's kind of the Internet today, right, because of cloud and retail systems. It's almost hard to say that anything today is bought and sold without the Internet in it. So I'm more about the macro versus the micro data. And I think if you just, again, spend a little time looking at where it was just a year ago, let alone 5 years ago, where it is today and where it's going in the next few years, holy cow, there should be a lot of people excited. And absolutely, there's a lot of people shaking their boots if they're not willing to sort of get their head around this stuff. And that's, you know, it's one of the things we're doing, why we're doing this roadshow across the world. Unfortunately, the weather in Cincy didn't allow us to be there today. We've rescheduled, but we've got some great speakers who are talking a lot about trends and the transformation from one era of computing to this next era. We've got videos and analytics, and it's really good stuff. But again, between the website and just all the other stuff that's out there that people can look at, if I'm anybody running any kind of business and I'm living up to my responsibility, right, for being an employee, I better be thinking about this stuff.
Think about this. You know, there's all kinds of different studies out there, and Jim probably has some better numbers that I can come up with through IBM, but, you know, there are estimates that there'll be as many as 10 billion mobile devices in use by 2020. Now, think about that,
yeah.
Right? That's more devices than
that's
people.
Incredible. Yeah.
There's lots of business processes that are currently being transferred to these devices. There's people doing work out in the field through these devices. They're not all just toys. that would have been impossible 10, 12 years ago. And this is kind of a long quote, so I don't want to belabor it too much, but I think this is really insightful. Jason Spiro from Google said, "It's true across the board. Roughly 1 in 7 searches, even in smaller categories, are happening on a mobile phone. But how many of you are putting 1/7 of your resources into mobile? Anyone who hasn't got mobile-only business, your customer's trying to engage you. It'd be like not doing business with your customer on Thursdays." Now, that's a quote from Google in 2011. 1/7 of all searches were coming from a mobile device then. Again, just based on what I'm seeing with my customers, it's closer to 50% now.
What is it now? Was that Jim?
Yeah, I think that's Jim.
Those are excellent points. Yeah, it is. You know, typically what we're seeing, you know, to Dave's point, you know, echoing that is it's, you know, for different businesses, it's higher for those in retail, for example, but generally it's around 50 to 60% of all traffic. And looking at IBM's doing a really interesting consumer retail real-time data with big data, tracking shopping transactions since, through the Thanksgiving and holiday season. And what's really the number here, I think, that really stands out is over 40% of all transactions were done on a mobile device.
Hey, Jim, we'll have to leave it at that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Scott, Dave, and Jim. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Scott Abbott is president of Covinia, and Dave Hatter, solution architect and partner with Definity Partners, and Jim Clausen, social business manager at IBM. Thank you for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Today's program was produced by Pete Reitmeier. The technical director was Bruce Ellis. I'm Mark Haney. Stay tuned for Here and Now next on 91.7 WVXU.